here it is. I was going to tell you this. All right, so California now, the national average is 452.3. That's a new record set again today, day after day. Diesel also setting a new record today at 557.3. It missed one day out of the last 2 weeks, but continues up. 317 was diesel a year ago. 304 was gas a year ago. So we've gone up basically a buck and a half on the average across the country. California, 602. I told you they would break the record and go over $6 a gallon on average. They did that in California now. You've got several other states, Alaska, Arizona, Oregon, Washington, all above $5 now. So the cost of gasoline is skyrocketing all over the western United States. Every state is above $4. The best place to buy gas today is Kansas. It's at $4.06 on average. In Michigan, where I live, $4.49 is the average statewide, but it's much higher in some places. That's the average. And so this is the kind of inflationary disaster that we were told wouldn't happen. It's transitory. Nobody believes that inflation's coming. Whatever. It's election day in Pennsylvania, North Carolina. Big, big Republican race in Pennsylvania for the candidate to run for the seat being vacated. And they will run against Lieutenant Governor John Fetterman, who just had a stroke. So Kathy Barnett and Dr. Oz, right? Those are two of the three, and David McCormick being the third in a very close race. Anyone could win this thing today. It looks like Dr. Oz, who has Donald Trump's endorsement, might squeak it out a little bit. Kathy Barnett has come from way back to get into this race. But John Fetterman just had a stroke on Sunday. He is the U.S. Senate front runner for the Democrat Party. He's an avowed socialist. He was mayor of some small town. He's just 52. And he had a stroke on Sunday. He says he is recovering because his wife took him to the hospital when he said, "I intend to keep working." Now, this is weird to me because you may remember a few months ago, not that long ago, the new senator, the freshman senator from New Mexico, Ben Ray Lujan, had a stroke, was out for several weeks. He's back. But okay, here's this one. Chris Van Hollen of Maryland had a stroke on Sunday. Another Democrat senator, a stroke on Sunday. What is going on? Is the pressure of lying to the American people and trying to destroy the country that hard on Democrats or all stroking out? I don't know. Van Hollen also expected to recover, but he will be out for a few days. Of course, a lot of folks believe that the vaccines create a susceptibility to stroke and to myocarditis and other health issues at an exaggerated rate over what it should normally be. I'll let you decide for yourself, but three high-profile Democrats, two that are in the U.S. Senate, one that's trying to be there, all have strokes in the last few weeks. Seems very coincidental to me. Very interesting. All right, so Mae Musk, Elon's mom, makes the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit edition. She's 74. Yeah. Mae Musk, 74, on the cover of Sports Illustrated's swimsuit edition, says she felt like a teenager. You see, Elon Musk is getting traction everywhere. His mom getting traction as well. Elon was cool for taking her to that big event here a week ago. And by the way, Elon Musk says the real president is whoever controls the teleprompter. Isn't that the truth? Whoever controls the teleprompter. And he said, there's nobody here who gets anything done. This administration doesn't seem to get a lot done. The Trump administration, leaving Trump aside, he said, listen, he's no Trump fan. I got it. But leaving Trump aside, there were a lot of people in the administration for Donald Trump who were effective at getting things done. Absolutely true. And they're a reflection of the guy who was running the place, Donald Trump. Whether Elon Musk cares to admit it or not, Donald Trump got things done. And that's the way. Here's the last part. I'll leave this. I feel like if somebody were to accidentally lean on the teleprompter, it's going to be like Anchorman. You know, the Will Ferrell movie. And there's Joe Biden. Yep, there you go. Hey, it's the best I got. Anyhow, speaking of the administration, back to the White House. The press secretary there, the new one, she seems to think that raising taxes is good for you. Make you grow big and strong. She has no actual answer, however, on inflation and all the pain Americans are feeling, but thinks taxes should go up. Listen to this.
Well,
but how does raising taxes on corporations lower the cost of gas, the cost of a used car, the cost of food for everyday Americans?
So, look, I think we encourage those who have done very well, right, especially those who care about climate change, to support a fair tax code that doesn't change, that doesn't charge manufacturers, workers, cops, builders a higher percentage of their earnings, that the most fortunate people in our nation, and not let that stand in the way of reducing energy costs and fighting this existential problem, if you think about that as an example.
Well, yeah. So what did she say? Gobbledygook. That's what she said. By the way, Abbott Labs, their baby formula factory in Sturgis, Michigan, they're working very hard now to get it back open now that it's become a national embarrassment and is sinking Democrats across the board. Suddenly it's a priority. Weird, right? Yeah, they're going to try to get back open because moms all over America are breaking down as they stare at empty shelves, especially if they have babies with special formula needs. Listen to this.
I'm devastated. I don't know what to do. I was crying right now in Target.
Heartbreak and devastation is what these parents said they felt today as they stared at empty shelves, praying that they would find formula for their newborn son. Anna and Gio are parents to Silas, who was born at 23 weeks at 2 pounds. He just came home from the hospital. And since then, his mother says finding the right baby formula for a preemie has been next to impossible.
When he got out of the hospital in April, there was already a shortage of supply at stores. It was super hard for us to find it.
Anna says they are down to Silas's last scoops that will only last him until the morning.
Yep, there you have it. Congratulations, Brandon. I'll be right back.